The chair of Wisconsin's Republican Party still has a job. That's after recent efforts to oust him appear to have failed. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Wisconsin is more than halfway to its goal of planting 100 million trees by 2030, and a majority Hispanic school district may end its dual language program.
It's so odd because, like, this is actually something that props our school district up.
Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
Despite recent calls for his ouster, state GOP chair Brad Schimming is still on the job. And Rich Kramer reports, members of the party's executive committee say they can't discuss closed session matters after signing non-disclosure agreements.
The calls for leadership change came after conservative appeals court judge Maria Lazar lost this month's Wisconsin Supreme Court race by the biggest margin in decades. The committee that could fire Schimming met over the weekend. The Republican Party of Wisconsin website still lists him as chair. Executive committee member Bob Spindell says he can't talk about what happened because the party's bylaws were changed in December, requiring him and others to sign non-disclosure agreements.
The thought was that closed meetings are very important, where we discuss strategy and other things. We don't want the Democrats to know what everything is going on.
The GOP bylaws state that if executive committee members or leaders of county parties disclose internal discussions and data, they can be removed from the party for up to 4 years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is more than halfway toward its forest conservation and tree planting goals. Governor Tony Evers announced ahead of Earth Day today. The state aims to plant 100 million trees and protect 125,000 acres of forest by 2030. Evers said the state has planted more than 54 million trees in 5 years. Wisconsin has also protected more than 84,000 acres of forest land. Funding from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program has helped protect forests, but that's set to expire in June unless it's reauthorized. Charles Carlin with the nonprofit Gathering Water says it will be more difficult to reach conservation goals without stewardship funding.
You know, Wisconsin does not have any other meaningful source of money to fund land acquisition.
The program is part of talks on how to spend the state's $2.5 billion budget surplus. An Evers spokesperson says negotiations are ongoing. A Wisconsin school district that is majority Hispanic is considering cutting its dual language program. Corrine Hess reports that parents are asking the Delavan-Darien School District to wait before making any major decisions.
The Walworth County School District has offered dual language classes to its nearly 1,700 students for 12 years. Leslie Luna has two children in the program that is taught in English and Spanish. She says parents were shocked last week when they attended a school board meeting and learned it could be reduced or eliminated.
It's so odd because, like, this is actually something that props our school district up. Otherwise, we're like pretty low as far as like test scores go and stuff.
The school board will hold a special meeting tonight to decide the future of the program. In a statement, district officials say they're looking at the program to ensure all students have the tools they need to succeed. Delavan-Darien is the only school district in Walworth County that offers the dual language program. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Overdose deaths are continuing to drop in Milwaukee County. There were 387 fatal overdoses last year, a decline of over 40% from 3 years prior. Local leaders have pointed to investments in prevention and recovery services as reasons behind the drop. First responders now carry Narcan, and there are vending machines with free fentanyl test strips throughout the county. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Vaisvala Tillomack says the downward trend is encouraging, but more work needs to be done.
What we are seeing in the autopsy room reflects a broader public health crisis, one that requires continued awareness, prevention, and coordinated response.
The county has allocated $34 million from a national settlement against drug manufacturers to pay for harm reduction supplies and prevention initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing whether records about placing a person under guardianship should be considered public records. As Anya Van Wagten Dog reports, the question stems from a voting rights case.
Conservative voting activists previously tried to access the guardianship records to get information about people deemed incompetent to vote. The plaintiffs argued that they want to check whether those people are voting anyway. In oral arguments, an attorney for the group, Eric Cardall, argued that the records should be public with sensitive data redacted.
The whole point is to ensure that the laws are followed, but also to ensure that the privacy of these guardianship records are maintained while the public record, that is, who has the right to vote, is known.
Disability rights groups say this violates the privacy rights of people under guardianship. Anya Van Wagten Dong, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, today is Earth Day. From Wisconsin Life, we got a poem from a Madison writer about a mother and daughter's appreciation for the earth. That's right after this.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story for Earth Day.
Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson helped organize the first Earth Day back in 1970 after growing concerns for the environment. Since then, it's been a day to celebrate our natural resources while also drawing attention to increasing threats to them. Madison writer Araceli Esparza wanted to take this Earth Day to do her own reflecting on Wisconsin's environment through poetry.
In a pink house in a small art studio. I liked these colors when I was a child, Mama said. Why, Rosita asked. Because they remind me of the sky, Mama answered. Tap, tap, her brush went, dotting many colors in the sky until we only saw one color, the light of day. That color was like the sun, like freshly picked corn. And there was a red color like the northern cranberries. Mama painted green lettuce-colored prairies and pointed trees. These colors together became a forest. In a swoop, she turns a trail into one color, snow. Like cows laughing in the snow, she paints the sky a blue-black where you can see every star, and she adds clouds because the nights are cold near the lakes. It looks like home, Rosita says. Pues, it does, Mama says. And she painted until the horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home, the heartland.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison. After recording her poem, I asked Araceli what inspired her to write Earth Day in the Heartland.
What inspired me to write this poem was about Earth Day. I have seen so many of our youth on a global scale bringing attention to the environment and the protection thereof. And I wanted to use my platform to bring attention to this day and how we all care about the earth. I think sometimes there's a misconception that only certain people who go hiking or people who are going boating or people who only eat at a co-op can participate in conservation of our planet. And that's just not true.
I love that you illustrate the love of the earth and the love of the environment and the celebration of Earth Day through this like really beautiful moment between a mother and her daughter.
Yeah, and painting, right?
And painting.
Like, how random.
I know. Why was the direction that you wanted to take?
I mean, I'm not a painter either, mind you. I'm a painter of words, perhaps. But these are all things that I felt like when I think about the landscape of Wisconsin and what ties us, what keeps our heart tethered here, are the rolling hills, the dairy farms, and just like going to some prairie for the corn fest, having everything cranberry-esque, like you're going to run across some cranberries if you're here. You're going to run across lettuce-colored prairies. The greenness of this
environment of our Dane County, of like the state of Wisconsin, all of that is just that this green that I have introduced other people from other parts of the United States, and they're always amazed at like how green it is. And pointy trees, evergreens, right? They're just really a part of our landscape, and I wanted to pay homage to that. At the end, you know, she painted Until the Horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home. It's like, this is our home. This is our new home. And we have all our responsibility to keep it safe, and to sustain it. I feel like this is a poem that kind of, at least for the parents to know, too, that we care about you and what work you're doing. And it's hard work to impart climate awareness to our kids. But there are fun and easy ways of doing it.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison and is founder of Midwest Mujeres. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And now for a look at the forecast on this Wednesday. Mostly sunny and pleasant today. Expect highs between 70 and 75. But if you live along Lake Michigan, a bit cooler with temperatures in the 60s. And then tonight, partly cloudy with lows reaching the upper 40s to 50s. And tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and warm for April. You can expect showers and thunderstorms likely in the late afternoon in the far west, and temperatures in the mid-70s. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Rob Mentzer. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.